then built his family a fine new home on what is now Chisholm Street. This house was torn down just before it reached its centennial mark to make way for a shopping center. Mary died a very young woman. Life was hard in the wilderness woods. Her parents' graves are nowhere visible, perhaps in some other part of the cemetery, since they died much later. Daniel in 1897 and Sarah at the turn of the century. And here rests Seth L. Carpenter, Alpena's first mayor. What a myriad of stories that name conjures. Stories like the infamous Baron von Mulitar of Presque Isle County. Albert von Mulitar, said to be the illegitimate son of William I of Germany, exiled to America and establishing a feudal barony in Rogers City, peopled with German and Polish immigrants. Von Mulitar, who as a supervisor from the unorganized county of Presque Isle, attached for political purposes to Alpena County, was caught with his hand in our county till, forcing us to incorporate as a city in 1871, creating three new supervisors, wresting the voting power from Baron von Mulitar and his henchmen. The city needed a new mayor. The citizens chose Seth Carpenter, accountant, land dealer, sometimes lawyer. To Carpenter fell the honor of naming the first fire pumper. He chose Sagonicato after the Ottawa war chief who was living near Island Park when the settlers first came to Thunder Bay country. Fire had long been the most persistent enemy of this little lumber town. Just before becoming a city in 1871,